The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is October 30th, 2014. We're sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company here in upstate New York, where we're not the biggest, but we're the best. And our motto is, we don't try, we succeed. And Motivation and Muscle is the steward of strength. Remember that. So today we're going to have another inspiring show, and we're going to have an old friend back. We haven't talked to him in quite a while. Coach Rob Regish is with us today, and we're going to have a high-impact show, as I like to call him. If you're not familiar with Rob, Rob is on Superhuman Radio Tuesdays from 12 to 1, and that's the Blueprint Power Hour. And he is also the head bone, I'll call him, of the Blueprint Army. And Rob, welcome back, brother. Good to have you back. It's been a long time.
Yeah, too long. Thank you. It's great to be back. Had some family issues. Had a death in the family and some residual things to address. But it is fantastic to be back here. And we got something really important and eye-opening, I think, to discuss today.
That's good because we've had, you know, emails from people I've gotten that, you know, they've mentioned you and a number of other co-host to this show with me, and you know, it's good to have you back in the loop with everybody because we've got quite a core of people here that are really hitting the note with all our listeners, and I couldn't be happier for both, you know, all of us and the listeners, because it's a great thing. So Rob, if you want, give a little info out, you know, we'll do something real short, and at the end we can go into anything deeper you want. But, you know, for anybody that's not familiar with you, just give them, you know, your website and whatever else you want to hit on before we get into the subject.
Yeah, my website is CoachRobRegish.com, and you will see the products and services detailed there that I offer. And among those are four books, the Blueprint 1, 2, 3, 3.0, and the Blueprint Periodic, my extremely popular monthly newsletter, the Blueprint Bulletin, which really does a deep dive into matters that I can't get into on Superhuman Radio, and phone consultations as well, where you can get your own personal individual questions answered. And let's face it, you know, everybody has little nuances like injuries to work around, budgets. That's one, you know, one of the biggest benefits to a phone consult is I wind up saving guys a couple hundred bucks a month just by looking at their supplement stack and, you know, noting where the duplicity is and making suggestions and, frankly, low cost shopping. So
yeah, and I'm, and let's face it, you want the best bang for your buck, and you want, well, and this is going to segue right into what we're going to talk about today too. Obviously, you can help people, instead of you having to take baby steps, so to speak, you can kind of get them moving full throttle pretty much. And that's pretty beneficial and helpful to any of us, for that matter. It doesn't matter if you've got a year under your belt or 25 years under your belt, you know?
Yeah. Well, and we do have a special up right now, and that is this. If you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, you will receive every special report that I've ever written, and that involves just supplement combinations and over-the-counter drugs that are disguised. For example, there's an antacid out there that's probably the best appetite suppressant I've ever used, and you know, it's just, and it's disguised as an antacid, so. You get those, and you'll also get loading patterns. These are auto calculators on Excel spreadsheets. You punch in your one rep max, and it spits out every weight, every rep, and every set to do on the program. And in most cases, you know, that's going to bring a 300-pound bench to 315 in six workouts. And I've got five more loading patterns behind that. So, powerful information.
And that's what we want. Well, today we're going to talk about something real interesting. We're going to get into the pro hormones. And the show really is going to be a pro hormone warning. And from what Rob was telling me, what you see is not always what you get. And when you have something like that, you could be stepping on a landmine, so to speak. So, Rob, let's get right into this. You know, pro hormones, they've been around for a while. Obviously, most of them they've tried to make illegal. You know, we all remember back to all the stuff with baseball and Mark McGwire and the rest of these guys. What's going on? And you know, this is good because this is something you got a lot of familiarity with.
Yeah.
What is the state of pro hormones now? Give us kind of like a little. Give us a little catch up on everything because I don't even know at this point, you know, what the whole thing is with them, the market, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the reality is, you know, to understand it completely, you need to go back to 2005 when the Anabolic Steroid Control Act was amended to include, you know, all the hot popular pro hormones on the market at that time. And methyl 1-test was probably at the top of that list. After that, companies were scrambling to find something to replace them. And let's face it, you know, some of these were active hormones, real steroids, that appeared in the Vita text. Vita authored a book on steroids, every steroid ever researched. Mm-hmm. And largely what these companies have done is they'll go back into the Vita text. And they will pick a compound that a pharmaceutical company was studying but never brought it to market. Mm-hmm. And also, you should know that most of these had never been tested in humans.
Oh, wow.
So this, yeah. You know, the situation today is this. There are very small companies, and they're small because they want to be able to, change names and shifts,
sure.
Pick up and move,
sure. Yeah.
That are making quote-unquote clones of some of the pro-hormones and hormones like Superdrol, mm-hmm. methyl 1-test that have been banned. Mm-hmm. The problem that I wanted to alert people to is this. There was a recent study done by British researchers, and they surveyed 24 of these pro-hormones, a.k.a. hormones, and over half either contained a different drug or nothing at all.
Ah, jeez.
Now, let me give you an example. Let me just give you one example of how dangerous this could be. There's a product out there called Trenbom by Pharma.
I've heard it.
Yeah, by Pharma Labs. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to contain the precursor to Tren in the amount of 10 milligrams per capsule. Now, Tren precursors are usually taken in doses of 30 and 40 milligrams a day. When they analyzed it, what they found was per cap, it didn't contain any pro-tren. It contained mm-hmm. 7 milligrams of methyl 1 testosterone. So if you were dosing four caps a day,
yep.
You were downing 28 milligrams of methyl 1 test, which arguably has been called A-bombs heavy duty.
Sure.
So, you know, I guess that's step one, which is alerting folks to the problem that even if you're ordering what you think you're ordering, you're likely not getting it. Now, in other cases, and this goes back to a lot of the trend precursors, mm-hmm. there was a 19 Nortren that's also out there through, I think, Tri-City Chemicals. When analyzed, it actually only contains 16 milligrams of DHEA.
Oh, geez.
16 milligrams of DHEA. And there's one called Trenoval V that didn't contain anything at all. Blanks. Complete blanks. Mm.
And we're talking some pretty expensive stuff. I mean, it's not obviously, like if you're going to go and buy the real thing. But I mean, like you said, they are kind of knockoffs. So, you know, technically you could be getting something that is very potent. But, I mean, is this just another deal with we got more people that want to make lots of money, market it real pretty, but are dishonest? I mean, is this pretty much?
This is called fast cash.
Yeah.
You know, this is called I'm going to cash in. I'm going to ride it. You know, as long as I can, but not too long, because sooner or later, somebody's going to figure, either the FDA or the DEA is going to figure it out and come down on me, or, you know, when you're putting blanks out there, your customers are going to figure it out.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to piss some people off. They're going to turn you in regardless then at that point. No one's going to mess around with you.
These are probably the highest of the high-margin products, meaning they may have $5 a product in the bottle, and that includes a label. That includes a label, by the way. And they're selling it for $70-$80.
Do you think this is – I mean, is this just prevalent with trend, everything? And do you feel that personally most of these companies are all phonies?
Well, with respect to your first question, no. You know, trend is a big offender, but – there are Halo clones out there, Epi clones, Super Draw clones, Theraplex, you know, clones. So it's not just Tren. It's not just Tren. And, you know, these companies are really – they're giving the whole industry a bad name, a real bad name, because sooner or later the government's just going to write a piece of blank legislation that's going to ban anything.
I mean, look at all the years they wanted to ban DHEA. They're still trying.
Yeah.
I mean, ridiculous.
So if these companies keep going like this and you guys, you know, if consumers keep buying it, we'll be lucky if we are left with creatine.
Yeah. Yeah. And that'll be the next thing, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody will be goofing around with that stuff, too, if they're not already.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to give anybody advertising here. But, I mean, if you say, I know it's reputable, is there anybody out there in the industry? I can probably think of a couple, you'll say.
Yeah.
That you feel that's on the up and up. I mean, if you want to name them, go ahead and name them, because if the listeners are very interested or they are on pro hormones, I mean, you know, let's say them not only getting ripped off, but, you know, possibly harmed health wise.
Well, I prefer not to give names, but I'll give the information. Because I usually save that for.
For what you're doing.
For the Blueprint Army. But
no, I got you.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
But let me say this. If you really want a testosterone-like molecule to optimize your test levels, there is probably no finer strategy than transdermal DHEA. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is this. There are enzymes in the skin that preferentially convert DHEA to testosterone, whereas DHEA consumed orally, it's a crapshoot. You know, a lot of it can and does convert to estrogen. Mm-hmm. So, having said that, there are also people that don't want to deal with transdermals that have, you know, little ones. They wrestle around with them. They're concerned about accidental transfer.
Sure.
And let's face it, they're messy. There is a strategy that I've been using with quite a bit of success, which is using oral DHEA twice a day with an anti-estrogen. And, you know, that can take the form of everything from, if you're on hormone replacement, Arimidex, to an over-the-counter product that does it pretty darn good, DIM or diindolemethane.
Yep.
So
either that or you can eat about 10 pounds of broccoli or cauliflower every day, right?
Right.
No, but DIM is great. I mean, DIM's been around for, I mean, yeah, that's a great product. I've used it too. The thing I got, You know what I've been trying to do, Rob, is I have just been trying to get away, and it's almost impossible. I've been trying to get away from capsules as much. You know what I mean? Just yeah. Even these companies are good. I don't even know. You know, when you read stuff and it'll say it's got this much in it, and then I'll read another thing and it'll say maybe your body's the absorption rate is 1%.
Yeah.
You and I both know it's going out either end of your body, and you're not getting much. And I always have concerns about liver too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what this stuff is doing. I mean, look, we all take precautions to with the liver. I know that. And we had Eric Gutman on here 2 weeks ago talking about liver cleansing and all that. But you know, that's a concern of mine too. I mean, like you said in the beginning, everything's kind of like a crapshoot, and these things are pretty costly. I mean, let's say you're paying $80 for a pro hormone, and all right, let's say you're getting a little bit, but you're not getting anywhere near the amount they're saying. Maybe the bottle's worth $10, like you're saying, and we both know it's all advertising, it's marketing. I mean, the artwork, the hot looking girl that's holding the bottle, you know, with the sweat dripping down her. I mean, it's all a visual effect, and it's an amazing effect what happens with your eye, how it picks things up, and it really influences you to buy. But that being said, we talked about, you know, DHEA if you want to jack your test up and stuff. Are there any other ways that you feel naturally if you don't want to go with a pro hormone? What else is out there?
Well, that's a great question because the ideal is really just to be in the high normal end, right? You don't need more than that to grow muscle. And so it begs the question, are there other things that help? And I think, you know, I know we've talked before about Synthogen and Tranquilogen.
I agree.
And you know, they are excellent products. But, you know, to be fair, another item I think that people should be looking into hard is Forskolin. Forskolin comes from, its Indian name is Coleus Forskoli. Forskolin is one of the very few products that has shown positive body recomposition changes in human studies. And, you know, how it goes about it, I can talk in general terms. It actually does a number of beneficial things. One is it elevates CAMP, or cyclic AMP. The important thing to know about CAMP is that it is a, let's say, messenger molecule, and it tells the body to start breaking down fat.
Okay.
So you get an accelerated loss of body fat. Mm-hmm. Secondly, and this is a welcome addition, CAMP stimulates the hypothalamus pituitary testicular axis for a little boost in testosterone. Now, it's nothing crazy, but I'll say this. It's probably as good or better than the purported test boosters that are on the market. Mm-hmm. So I think between transdermal DHEA or oral plus an antiestrogen like DIM, and Forskolin, you are supplement wise, you are putting yourself in about as good a position as you can without these toxicity issues. Don't know what you're getting, liver problems type thing.
Rob, where is Forskolin? If they go out and just Google that, could they find that? Or is there a company I know you don't like giving props, I know, but is there any, you know, the main thing I want with these guys and gals listening to this show, once again, we're talking about, we don't want to see them get ripped off or anything like that. So
the big deal with Forskolin is you want to use Sabinsa's Forskolin extract. And the reason for that is simple. It's the one that's been used in literally all of the studies showing positive findings. And it's a simple twice-a-day product wherein you're taking anywhere 25 milligrams to 50 milligrams twice a day. And its benefits don't stop there. I mean, it is truly, truly synergistic with beta agonists such as ephedrine, just amplifying fat loss even further.
Well, that's always a good thing, that's for sure.
It's exceedingly safe.
Yeah, because that's nice. You're out there training your butt off. You're burning body fat at the same time.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, you know, that's the whole thing.
I think the problem with Forskolin is this. You know, years ago, BioTest came out with their Carbolin 19 product. Which,
I remember, yep.
Which they claimed was better than Anavar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that kind of marketing set such a it left a bad taste in people's mouths. But my point being, Forskolin is not, you're not going to see dramatic changes like you're on a pro hormone. But
right
over the following weeks and months, what you will see is a very consistent, reliable change in body composition. And it's about a pound a week going out to 12 weeks in the studies. You know, you lose 12 pounds of body fat, you build 12 pounds of muscle, which if you think about it, is about the fastest rate of muscle gain that you can sustain for 12 weeks or so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who wouldn't want to lose 12 pounds of body fat and put 12 pounds of muscle on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you talk that that's a bang for the buck. That's something, you know, that, you know, it's not underrated. Well, I'll say it's not – the pro hormone might be overrated, but this guy here may be a little underrated. And I think the surprise is better than the defeat, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's not – it's never going to be methyl one test where you gain a pound a day, literally a pound a day, and it's almost all in the muscles. But ask yourself also, you know, if – what would I look like if I shed 12 pounds of fat, put on 12 pounds of muscle, and was a hell of a lot stronger, and more importantly, kept it?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Because most of this stuff, you put 10 on, maybe you keep one.
Yeah.
Even
if you did get suckered into one of these fly-by-night companies and their pro hormones, and you made good gains, and maybe you got out of it without any liver or kidney damage.
Right.
Forskolin and trans DHEA are part of the solution when you come off.
Yep. Let me ask you this. This is kind of, now that we're really talking about this and the wheels are really turning in my head. Where do you see at this point? I mean, because, you know, you're into this stuff big time. Where do you see the pro hormones going? Do you see them eventually? I mean, I know what they're doing. They're, as they used to say, they're one step ahead of the law usually.
Yeah.
But let's just say for the sake of it, the FDA or somebody does write some, you know, they get Congress to write a bill. They get, you know, they get some senator that's got nothing better to do and write a bill suddenly and pro hormones disappear. Where do you think we're going now? If we want to take something other than, say, topical DHEA or anything like that, where do you see this stuff going maybe in the next, let's just say the next 36 months, for, let's say, next 3 years? Do you see anything in the industry that's starting to happen or will happen?
No. The industry, innovation in the industry is absolutely dead. Dead as a doorknob. And frankly, if DHEA goes,
yep,
the aging male, or the person that really wants to bulk up and become superhuman, so to speak, their only option is going to be hormone replacement therapy through a doctor.
And we know that's not the easiest thing to get.
No. You know,
they're not just going to start handing out, you know, take this, you know, that and the other thing. That's not going to happen, because I could see if that ever happened, this is how I'd see it. Well, let's face it, most guys now, I don't know if I could give a percentage. I know enough. Most guys don't know where the hell they are as a man anyways, as a male, in my opinion, now anyways. And I think a lot of that obviously has to do with, like we were talking before the show, with your diet. But that's not all their fault either, because it's affecting women a lot of way. But when you've got, seems like everything we've got, if you're eating meat, it's loaded with female hormones because they want to fatten it up and make it nice and soft. I can't remember what I was reading today, and I wish I could right now. Oh, they're talking about chicken and how the amount of testosterone, just whatever product they're putting in hormone-wise, it makes the chicken look big and I guess I'll use the word bulky, fat. They said it's totally different now. Like when you press on the chicken, basically it almost like explodes in the water in front of you.
Yeah.
Same thing with like, you know, let's say if you use hair products.
Right.
Better be really careful with polyphenols, everything you're seeing there. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is this, Rob. Suddenly you go to a doctor, and you know, you can't get DHEA anymore. And I think this is like a lawyer sharpening a pencil, because you know what's going to end up happening? You're going to start getting lawsuits because men are going to start going and wanting to get this therapy. Something's going to go wrong. They're going to blame it all on whatever steroid or whatever replacement they're taking.
That's all right.
You and I both.
That's all right.
It's already happening, right?
Right?
Yeah. So what's going to be left for men? Now, this is a real good thing. Again, you and I both know not only diet, but if you need to expand on any of this, we can probably go in and out. But, you know, once again, our training is probably one of the best things if you know how to do it correctly.
You got it, man.
You can influence your testosterone growth hormone big time. So, whatever you want to do with the pro hormone, we got more stuff, fine. But we can go back and forth if you want to. So you got the floor. Take us to where you want to go.
Well, I think you bring up an excellent point. I believe it's just a matter of time before they outlaw all supplements. And when that day comes, it will be a forced return to fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
And there, of course, I'm talking about training, diet, and and rest. Because you're going to be left with what God gave you, and you have to maximize that. So let's talk a little bit about it.
Sure.
Training-wise, everybody, I think, needs to do this from time to time. We all need to get back to basics. Mm-hmm. And there are certain routines and loading protocols that have delivered over and over and over and turned scarecrows into supermen. And one of those is 20 rep breathing squats followed by pullovers.
Yep.
This it's actually the book Super Squats by Randall J. Strawson that I'm referring to. It can be had for, I don't know, anywhere between $6 and $9 on Amazon.
Yep.
Folks, it is the best book, or one of the best books, on strength training you will ever read. The only issue for some folks may be that's a long time under the barbell,
mm-hmm.
20 reps, doubly so when you're taking, you know, 3, 4, 5 or more deep breaths before you go down.
Correct.
And there are people such as myself that, you know, I'm 45 now. The mm-hmm. the lower back just can't take it anymore. So I would highly encourage you, whatever routine you're going to do, I would highly encourage you to look into the Iron Mind hip belt squat and their 15-inch loading pin.
Yep.
You know, what we're talking about here, squats, you know, it's been said before, squats are the king. Mm-hmm. And they do stimulate testosterone increases and substantial ones. Now, they are transient, but listen, you know, you got to take everything that you can get.
Well, and I want to just make two quick points before we go back, Rob. Number one, in reference to the 20 rep squats, here's a tip I would give that I did when I first started out. I don't do them anymore. Anybody that listens to the show knows that I cave everything out of the bottom of the rack, dead stop. What I used to do with any of that stuff was I knew probably I couldn't go to 20 right away, and it wasn't for being out of shape, but it would be out of shape for what you need to do with that because of the breathing, like Rob just spoke about. And a lot of people get dizzy, too, when they're doing 3 to 5 breaths. What I would do is I'd go to 10 and do it that way, 3 to 5 breaths, and just keep building one rep at a time, because you know, Rob, you know, if, you know, you can fall over and get hurt really bad with 20 rep squats. You collapse and fall on your face with a loaded bar, chances are you're dead or you're hurt right. really bad.
Right.
So that's number one tip. The number two tip was a show that Rob and I did, I bet, 2 months ago, and our good friend Jeff T-Rex Bankins, who's been on these roundtables with Rob and myself, started doing them because Rob brought that up in one of the shows we wanted to do. Well, we haven't talked about it in a long time. Jeff is doing over 400 pounds now, Rob, with the hip belt.
Wow.
And he'll be doing 500, we figure, by the end of the year.
That is fantastic.
So, you know, due to the show we did together, you and I, and we brought up this hip belt stuff, you did good with him, man. You definitely you pinned the mark on him. So I'm sure if Jeff was here, he'd thank you, but I'll thank you for him because he's mentioned you a number of times anyway since then. So, well, all right, let's get back into hip belts if you want to do that, wherever we were.
Yeah, and it's not just squats that this piece of equipment will help you with. It's extremely versatile. You can use it for everything from weighted dips and chins to, you know, pulling a sled. And by the way, you know, those weighted dips and chins should be a nice change of pace for most people from the bench press and, you know, the lat pull down machine or what have you. Because you, on both movements, you can pronate the hands inward. And what I'm getting at is the two biggest offenders of shoulder injuries in the gym are the bench press and the overhead press. And the primary reason for that is the elbow is splayed out at 90 degrees. It's a very unnatural position for the human body. The strongest range is the elbows tucked in. And I've said before, proof of that is when you trip and fall, your body assumes that position because it's the strongest.
Well, you know, Rob, here's the deal. You and I both know two movements that as I would say today, it would put weight on a rake, okay?
Yeah.
And these are two.
Yeah.
The upper body squat is the dip, all right?
Yep.
And the lower we do the squat. And if you know how to do these two exercises correctly, and if you want to throw a pullover in after, you can do that. But if you couldn't get extraordinarily big and extraordinarily strong and muscular and just massive, I mean, obviously, you got to give this you got to give it a try. You start hanging weight off your waist, and you know, go out and Google Marvin Eater. That you'll find out what we're talking about. Marvin Eater could hang 400 pounds off his waist, weighing 195. I think the max he ever was might have been 215. The guy was one of the greatest pressers ever, and it was all attributed to dipping. So you want to create a reservoir of testosterone. You know, Rob, I think you and I had talked before, and this was real interesting. I remember reading a story by Saxon, or somebody had written about him, and I thought it was pretty unique what he did. He would have a certain time set for training.
Right.
Because he felt at that point, if you reached that point and went over, you totally maxed out your testosterone and basically you started exhausting adrenals at that point. It wouldn't be right away, but it'd be a cumulative effect where after so long, that'd be it. And what he did was, whether he was done training or not, when it was time, he was finished.
Yeah.
And then obviously the next time he trained, he would pick up from where he left off. And I think that's a very interesting theory. You know, that'd be something maybe I'd even like to try someday, you know, get in, get out, lift real heavy, you know, be real focused on what you're doing. And obviously, you know, like you said, recover, sleep, eat, your diet, the whole thing.
Well, these movements, you know, what we're really talking about here is massive growth stimulation, which is a nice segue into realizing that growth stimulation via a quality diet. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, it's hard. It's real hard to write a prescription sample diet for everybody. But I think step one for most people is this. Understand your soma type. Mm-hmm. There are three. and they're ectomorph, mesomorph, endomorph. Ectomorphs are naturally tall and lanky people. They have a light bone structure, tough time putting on muscle. They need a lot of calories. On the other end of the spectrum, endomorphs, naturally big people, carry a little more body fat, but they carry a ton of muscle. It's very easy for them to add even more, and they require, frankly, a lot of calories, but not quite as many, let's say, as the hard gainer. Right. And then mesomorphs are, of course, in the middle. The truth is, most people are a mix of two. Just try to understand which one you are, because that will help you accomplish, number one, a range of calories that will help you gain and or maintain or lose body fat. And the other tip that I wanted to drop is this. Within 2 hours of training, one of the biggest favors you can do for your body and muscle growth is to try to consume 50% of your calories and carbohydrates for the day during that time. Mm-hmm. Now, the reality is, for most, that's going to be liquid nutrition, at least right after the workout. Let's face it, after a really brutal workout, people don't want to sit down to a five-course dinner.
Right.
But it's a lot easier to drink 1,000 calories than it is to eat them. Start slow, but work up to the point where you do get 50% of your carbs and calories after the workout. You will be doing yourself a huge favor, because what we know is that the muscles are like a sponge during that time, and mm-hmm. they will take up even simple sugars into the muscle cell and to help it regrow bigger and stronger. I think the final part of the training equation is understanding your recovery limits and, yep. and how long it takes to recover. And unfortunately, that's not a easy script to write either. It's dependent upon the stress in your life, what your diet, how much sleep you get. It is best, in my opinion, to monitor your waking, resting pulse rate. Before you even get out of bed in the morning, take your baseline. Say it's 60 beats per minute. If and when you find it jumps to 68 beats per minute, 8 beats over baseline, whatever that is, it is time to deload for that week or take the week off.
Right.
There's nothing subjective about it. Your body's not going to lie to you. That's the best you can do for training frequency. And then finally, we get to sleep. And it's huge, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talks about it because it's not sexy. The supplement industry has tried to exploit it with,
melatonin.
Melatonin, pre-workout drinks pre-bed drinks, that is. Slow release proteins, and I guess they have merit, but the reality is it gets harder as you get older,
mm-hmm.
because the aging brain produces less melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly people that are in their 40s or 50s, everybody's nervous about their job and the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything you can to keep regular hours, meaning go to bed at the same time mm-hmm. and get up at the same time in the morning. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it's going to come fast, but it is absolutely crucial. It is the underpinning to everything else that you're doing, because if you're not sleeping,
right,
you're not training up to your potential, you're not living up to your potential.
And you're not going to gain at all. I mean, you're going to go back like the other way. Like Rob said, you're going to have to deload or you're going to take some time off. But a couple other things too is, hot and cold water showering is really good to do before you go to bed. A lot of people, when it gets colder out, like I'm here in New York, so we're starting to get – it's coming. I know that. You might want to take a little bit warmer shower. I preferably like cold. Once it gets a little colder, I'll be doing what I do every year. I'll be dumping cold water over my head outside. I've done that. Knock on wood, I haven't had anything in the last 3 years. Second thing is this. Your bedroom, you know, you obviously you want to have a fairly neat and orderly bedroom, because I mean that keeps a neat and orderly brain. Number two, you want to have, you want to change your sheets every week, have a nice clean bed to get into. Obviously, you got to be the judge of what you want, blanket, quilt, et cetera, et cetera. You want to keep your room dark, and you want to keep at least a window cracked where you're getting fresh air in. And, you know, if you've got a computer in your room, a phone, anything, any gadget, turn it off. That disrupts sleep. It's already shown.
Yeah.
It's a brain disruptor without even going to sleep. So all that Wi-Fi and all that, that stuff, it, I don't know what you would call it. It's just like stuff that's surrounding you. Turn it off. Get rid of it. Yeah. So that's just a few tips I'd say. I mean, that's what I do, Rob. I try to, you know, quiet myself pretty good and get to bed.
You brought up a lot of good points, and it actually it brings me to my final point. And again, this is something that I think it helps people. I know it'll help people tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as you get out of your 20s, as you get along in years, you need to start practicing active recovery one-to-one to your workouts. Meaning if you train 3 days a week, then, you know, make damn sure that you get to the chiropractor. Let's say that's one. Two, you're doing some form of general physical preparedness, like dragging a sled or throwing an empty barbell around. Or three, hot and cold contrast showers. A lot of those things, two out of three of those things are free.
Yep.
And if you don't do them, if you don't keep that one-to-one relationship, the body will start to break down faster than build up. And thus, well, when you're catabolic, the body is always in a state of balance, anabolic and catabolic. You must do everything possible to maximize the anabolic and minimize the catabolic. Otherwise, you're staying the same or worse.
Yeah, you know, we've all had this happen. You go to get under a bar maybe 2 days later, 3 days later max,
right,
and you're not moving crap, man. And, you know, that's telling you right there you didn't recover. I mean, we all have our off days. There's nobody that doesn't have them. But if you're going through a succession of this, you've got to examine what you're doing real quick. And that kind of goes back again to what we were talking, Rob, with you're taking – see, we got to change a lot of times our exercises because you can get stale that way.
Yep.
But you can make things exciting. And you got to go for the big money exercises, the basics. By this, I mean – I like, if you do overhead right, I would say do them. But if you have problems and the dips don't bother you, you can't beat a dip. You can't beat a pullover if you know how to do them correctly. Same way with a squat, a deadlift. Rob's talking about active recovery, obviously, with a sled. But even if you're not doing that with a sled, that's phenomenal to friggin' mess around with. Stones, farmer's walk, anything like that that's going to be – I'm just a big guy about full body. You know, the body works as a unit, and that goes from the top of your forehead, well, to your hairline, right down to your toes. Why not use your body in that manner? Because it's going to stimulate growth. There's no way you can't grow when you're using all your muscles and your mind is functioning fully. So here we go. You know, we've got the major exercises. We've got your diet, and we've got restoration, recovery, and obviously the other part of restoration is doing something like ART. If you're into chiropractic, if you're into what else we got? Massage. If you got what's the other one, Rob? Acupuncture. Acupressure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tai Chi.
You're right.
Meditation, guided meditation. There's a fantastic – here's one for you, and it's free. You know, trace a circle on a piece of paper and put a little dot in the middle. Now, stare at that dot intently and only on that dot for 10 minutes.
Right.
You would be shocked as to how difficult that is at first, because our society is just crazy about multitasking. And your ability to focus has actually been compromised because of that. It is a fantastic exercise. You will find other things. You know, you'll hear sounds like planes and cars. You need to gently but firmly push those out of your mind and focus on that dot. And that is a form of meditation.
Not only that, that's a form of discipline that, you know, you don't get taught that much. And that's like I've said before, you want to really learn how to focus on a goal, and a lot of people won't do this. Go sit by yourself. Just quiet your mind. Like you said, no matter what you hear, keep staring at that dot. Well, fix on something on the wall in front of you. But sit and be quiet. You know how many people will tell you they can't do it because, like you addressed, multitasking, but it's not that only. It's phones, it's computers, it's noise everywhere, and people can't quiet themselves. I know people say, can you sit and do that? Well, because I train myself to do that. Or it's like, how could you go out by yourself? I always got to have somebody with me. I don't. You know, it's different forms of discipline and different forms of mind. But I think, too, when you do that, you build a big, big style of confidence. And with anything we're doing here, it all focuses around confidence.
Yeah. You know, it's having a plan and putting it in place builds your confidence.
Yes, it does.
You know, winging it doesn't.
No. Well, as our friend Eric says, you can't throw shit on a wall and hope it sticks.
Yeah, exactly.
And doesn't work because
eloquently put.
Yeah, I mean, this is G-rated, but sometimes you got to cross the line to get the point across. And that's the thing. It's like, why do you, why do anything half-assed? Learn how to do things correctly, and your rate of success is going to be extremely higher. And let's face it, it's a domino effect. You know, one good thing leads to another, collapses another into another, and another and another. It's like, It has such carryover to your personal life. We've been talking a lot about this, Rob, on other shows. Steve Helmicki and I got into a show the other day about manliness, and it was fantastic to talk about things like that, and you know what you do and what you don't do, and what you don't have to be like to prove who you are. But on the other token, it's nice to know that you got the rubber if it's got to hit the road. You know.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. This whole thing of physical culture, I can't tell you how much fun I have with this. This podcasting, having all you guys on and the girls that have been on, it gets better and better for me, and I hope it gets better and better with everybody else, because everybody else seems to be very fond of, you know, getting in here, getting your feet in the cement, so to speak, and you know, we just kind of take off together. Because Rob and I are talking, we talked about what he wanted to hit upon today, but we don't script anything on any of these shows.
Nope.
These shows are free for alls, all of them. I mean, we can't get too out of sync, mainly because if we're throwing F bombs, I'm going to get kicked off iTunes. But other than that, I don't really care. You know, to me, we go out and, you know, we're going to slay the dragon. Agree?
Yeah, totally agree. You know, this is, and you know what? People can sense it. They know it's from the heart. They know I'm not sitting here looking at a you know, typed out response. It's what we do, and it's who we are. And I'm damn proud of it, and I know you are too.
Absolutely. I mean, that guy I told you about, Alan, down in the city, he left a voicemail for me a couple Sundays ago, and he was the one that at 49. He's a big fan of Brooks, and that's how he found us. And he did a 500-pound deadlift with a trap bar. That was his goal at 49. He wanted to do it at 50, did it at 49. He's been a martial arts guy forever. He did both. And he hurt himself a little bit. I don't know how long after that pull. He hadn't trained for almost 7 years. And he's a gentleman that heard the show, and it changed his life. He told me that's verbatim. It caused him to go back and start trying again. Well, like he said to me, I love the way you always say, I can, I can, I can. And he said, well, I did what you said, I can. I'm lifting now, and I'm ordering equipment. Now, that's pretty damn good when you can do a show that does that for a guy that hasn't been lifting close to 7 years. And as I said, he was shocked that I called him back. He was like, this is the voice of Motivation and Muscle. I was like, yes. He's like, I can't believe you're calling me back. I was like, why wouldn't I call you back? He goes, well, you got your own show. I said, that doesn't mean crap. I was like, I'm just like you guys. I've got different goals, but, you know, I'm the same guy in the same room. And he goes, well, when I hear you guys, he called us all crazy son of a bitches. That's what he called us. He goes, I feel like I'm sitting in a room with you guys talking. That's a nice thing. And another thing that he, you know, this guy is a marine biologist, too. This guy's no dummy, all right? This guy said to me, Rob, some of the nicest things anybody's ever said to me in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I understand exactly what you're saying. I get them too, and believe me, you know, okay, you might not be able to pay the mortgage with that, but you, when you lay down to sleep at night, you sleep well because you know you and I are both doing what we were put here to do.
I agree.
Period.
Totally.
End of story.
Totally. Right, like I always say to you offline, there's no going back.
No.
You know, there's no going back to what you did before. It's like, you know, you've put your foot into this totally. You're going to make or break. And really, you know, I know you've been doing this a little longer than I have, but I'm seeing just multiple changes. Is it ringing the cash register? Not a hell of a lot, but down the road, things are all going to work out. We're building something really big here. You know, like I said in the beginning, you know, we're the stewards of strength here now. And all I can say is, you know, I just want to invite everybody to the show. And I appreciate everything that everyone has done for me to this point and all the loyal people we got, because these shows are only going to become more dynamic, believe me. And we're going to have more and more names of people on here. And, you know, We're going to be doing a lot more. You know, after the first of the year, there's some other concepts I want to do with you guys. Especially I want to get into routines. That's a big thing on everybody's mind. And, you know, we've got the weight here, man. We got some heavyweights here. And I've been told that by multiple people that aren't clowns in the industry. They're like, I can't believe the names you've had on the show. And I was like, well, you know, that's another thing. You got to go out. Pound, you got to have a lot of tenacity, and people hopefully think enough of you and what you do that they definitely want to join up, you know.
Yeah Well, you know, passion like this is not easy to find these days, and like-minded individuals tend to stick tight, so it doesn't surprise me that you're attracting some of the best minds and biggest names in the business.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got a core. You know, we've got you. We've got
I'll always be your Roger, your first guest, right?
Right. You were the first one on. So I've got you. I've got Roger. I've got Steve Helmicki now. I've got Eric Gutman now. These are all weekly people. I could have a lot more right now. The problem is what we've got now is – we've got to be able to find a day and time with them. And obviously I have other people that have never been on the show. And, you know, we do this on Tuesdays normally, where I have everybody on, and that could range usually anywhere from, you know, four to six people, which is a lot of podcasts. Obviously I want to be working on Thursdays with you again. Brooks Kubik is on Fridays. I have, Bud Jeffries and Logan Christopher on every other week now on Wednesdays. So we've got quite a stash of people here, and I've got some great people. I got Andrew Carney coming up. You would wait to hear this guy, Rob. He's from Scotland. He's a big time power lifter, strongman. This guy was phenomenal on the show, and it was so great to talk to some people like that. And we've got a couple other big names possibly in January, but there's a few things with a few of them that I can't get into. If they can get cleared up with them personally, they want in. In fact, one guy that went out and looked at and listened to some of the podcasts said, he wants to join up with the FBC family. So I'm pretty happy about that. So
yeah, I mean, and you should be proud too. You know, take some time to smell the roses, brother, because as you know, working your own business is a lot of work, especially in the early going. And, you know, we need to save your voice. you're doing how many shows a week?
Well, we've been averaging 7 to 10 a week.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know what the problem is? People want to get on, and I have a hard time saying no.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard. It's hard, and that's why. Like, well, we'll talk offline. But if you're set, why don't you give everything? You know, with the business coach Rob Regish, and I'll give mine, and we'll wind it up, Rob.
Yeah, I'm on every Tuesday on SuperhumanRadio.com. The name of the show is the Blueprint Power Hour, where I answer listener questions. You can find all my product and services on CoachRobRegish.com. And of everything I offer, though, I honestly believe that the Blueprint Bulletin is the best buy for your money of any of them, because every 30 days you're getting motivation and information in your mailbox that keeps it fresh and keeps it exciting and is giving you ideas, powerful ideas that are going to take you to the next level. And let's be honest, everybody's busy. You know, how are you going to keep up on all this stuff that's going on? Information doubles every 18 months. You know, let me do the work for you. And almost to a person, you will hear that from my newsletter subscribers. This thing is the most motivating newsletter I've ever gotten.
Well, and that's a good thing, Rob. You're out taking care of that, and they need somebody out there delivering, you know, with a purpose, man. It's not, you know, well, you and I both know there's multiple posers out there that don't even write their own stuff. And it's the same way with a lot of other things in the industry. And we've got the people here, man. We got the real McCoy sitting here. And I'm glad to have you on, Tay. It's good to have you back, believe me.
Great to be back.
I know, and it's nice. You got everything, Rob? You got everything out?
Yeah, I hope everybody got some good tips from today's show and practical stuff that they can put into use tomorrow or today if need be.
Yeah, and you know we're going to have a ton more stuff. So this is Motivation and Muscle. This is the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Fiorello Barbell is the main sponsor here. That's www.fiorellobarbellco.com. We are Motivation and Muscle. That's, and you just put an A and as an and.muscle.com. We've just had two brand new websites built by Eric Relu. He does Rob's site too. Guy's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
He's not only phenomenal, he's punctual, and I like him for that right there. Great guy to work with. We're very fortunate to have him with both of us, and I thank Rob because Rob was the one that gave me Eric's name and number. So
happy to do it.
I know that. And we're on Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, and we're brand new too. Last night, Eric put up the new page for Motivation and Muscle on Facebook, so check that out. Wicked sharp. Join up. You know, we'd love to have you aboard. We're on Twitter and Stitcher, and you can get a hold of me at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. And, you know, the next thing we're working on is the weight loss. The weight is over fast. Eric will be working on that very shortly. We're going to have that out at the end of the year. But right now, we got to test a few things behind the scenes with WordPress for Motivation Muscle and then link that up to the main site. So we've got a few more things. I'm working with them, you know, off air, so to speak. But look for all that because the stuff looks fabulous. Rob, once again, thanks, brother.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, man.
Okay.
So for Rob Regish, this is Eric Fiorello. I want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. And tune in. Rob's going to be back on Thursdays with us. And, you know all the other, you know, suspects. Brooks is Friday. Roger's Tuesday. Steve's Tuesday. Eric Gutman is going to be – he's most likely going to stay on Thursday night or Wednesday night. We just haven't ironed that out yet. So stay tuned because – you're going to get the best stuff out there. And remember this, We don't try, we succeed. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.